I am going to tell you what I actually think after the close. Then I will give you the numbers that forced the thought. Then we are going to sit with SpaceX and Tesla, because that is still the part of this week with real potential. And today, for once, the tape told them apart. The relief came in barrels. That is my opinion of Thursday, and I want it in your head before anyone tells you inflation is beaten. Here is why I am saying that. This morning, before 8:30 Eastern, I told you Thursday was probably a digestion day. Not a coronation, not a crash. Factory gate inflation was the only new macro object. SanDisk had a three-hour meeting. I gave the cold print about 20%. The print was colder than the street. Headline PPI unchanged on the month. They wanted plus 0.2. Year rate 4.7. They wanted 4.9. Core plus 0.2 versus plus 0.3. The S&P heard zero and ran through 7,800. Record close. NASDAQ up about 0.8. And I still will not call Friday a party, because the mix is the whole story. Energy at the factory gate, about minus 3.1. Gasoline, about minus 5.7. Crude sold off again. West Texas near 81. Strip food, energy, and trade services. And the leftover month rate was still plus 0.4. Portfolio management fees were loud. A Fed speaker named Barkin called the next move an open question on the same day as the record. Cleveland's hammock still wants a hike. Two cool prints in 24 hours took the scare off. They did not write the September statement. Think of it like a fever that broke because you kicked the blanket off. You feel better. The infection did not leave the building. Now the tape under the tape, because this is where people watched the wrong screen. This was a memory day, not a Magnificent Seven coronation. SanDisk went to Investor Day and said the quiet part with numbers. Mid to high teens growth through fiscal 2028 to 30. About 80% gross margin, about 75% operating margin. Give 100% of the excess cash back. About $94 billion of contracted work, and about $16.5 billion of guarantees. High bandwidth flash samples in 2027. In their own simulation, that flash architecture does the same token work with half the GPUs. I am not buying a simulation. I am buying the visibility. $94 billion of contracts is how a NAND company stops being a FICO toy. The stock recaps of plus 14 to 16% toward $1,528. TrendForce still says supply loosens in the second half of 2027. That calendar fight is the adult argument. Everything else is adjectives. Micron leaked a bid, about plus 4. Supermicro still bid, about plus 8. Applied Materials, after the close, beat and raised. Next quarter sales 10.25 billion versus about 9.5. The chief executive said the highest sequential growth in company history, and he expects another strong year in 2027. The stock sold it. Cisco sold a good quarter too, minus 8.09, because the margin outlook was a hair light. That is the same movie. When a good factory print goes down, the market is telling you the easy money in AI orders is already in the price. Do not confuse a sold beat with a broken factory. I will die on that hill tonight. Nvidia added 0.5%, 225 and change, highest daily close since the mid-May peak. Jensen said overnight the old A100 fleet is mission capable through 2029 because CUDA keeps old chips employed. That is the industrial reply to the used chip bear from the man who sells the chips. Meta bounced about 2.8. Amazon sulked near 265 while the S&P made a record. Apple opened a Houston plant with the Commerce Secretary. They will make the Mac Mini there. Fine. That is a ribbon, not a multiple. Nebius got a permit headline I will not turn into a missed quarter. A New Jersey city stopped work on a fuel cell install and an LNG tank because the forms were not filed. $2,000 a day in fines next to megawatts of revenue is not the bear case. A real delay would be. Watch the next site meeting. Do not invent a fake print. That is the market. Now the part I actually want to sit with. SpaceX and Tesla. Every night, potential. And why they are not the same bet. I think of them as two siblings at the same dinner who keep getting one check. Yesterday SpaceX got dessert and Tesla got the lecture. Today they swapped seats for a few hours and then both dripped into the close. That swap is the useful part. It means the market can tell them apart for at least one session. Start with Tesla. What it is, not what a permit card is. Tesla makes cars, energy products, paid software, and it is trying to stand up a robo-taxi network and a robot. The stock's multiple assumes those last two become huge. If they stay small, you paid a hotel and bank price for an airline. Morgan Stanley's homework has not moved. Show us the network. More cars, denser cities, unsupervised miles, a cost per ride. Optimus, you can count. Until then, weaker margins and higher spending are the tax on the future. Two facts this window. Yesterday, Sawyer Merritt. United States custom orders of the cheapest Model 3, rear-wheel drive. Wait until the first quarter of 2027. Bulls say people walk in for full self-driving and buy the cheapest car that includes it. That can be demand. It can also be mix. One screenshot is a tell, not a quarter. Tonight, Nevada. A robo-taxi permit. The request was for 5,000 vehicles. Replies treated that as citywide scaling. I treated it as a door. Gary Black this morning, before the card even dropped, the unsupervised fleet still looks like 90 to 100 cars, and a 2026 price to earnings near 195 times is a homework assignment until that fleet scales. I will keep those two numbers next to each other until one of them moves. 5,000 is the hole they asked for. 90 chairs are filled. Do not call that a sold-out show. The stock recaps of about plus 4 into the 340s. Support near 333 on the chart, people. Both names dripped into the close. A 4% bounce on a cool PPI day with a permit in the last hour is catch-up plus a meme. It is not robo-taxi scaled. Now, SpaceX. What it is, not what a five-day chart is. This is still the launch company that lands boosters and the Starlink company that turns Cadence into a network. That factory is real. You can count flights. You can count satellites. On top of that factory, Elon is saying the main product becomes AI. Calendar dates. AI revenue bigger than everything else, probably in September, much bigger by the fourth quarter. 10 gigawatts of compute, a dollars per watt sketch that, if you take it literally, is a $300 to $500 billion revenue cartoon. I am not multiplying that. I am saying that is the destination. Grok 4.6 shipped yesterday. Grok 4.7 in 3 to 4 weeks, trained on a massive amount of SpaceX company data. That is a SpaceX equity sentence. Yesterday the stock lived the story out loud. About plus 10 on the day, plus 40 in 5 sessions, around 146. Jonas at 300 base, 600 bull, buy the lockup. Today the stock lived the hangover. About 141, down roughly 3%. Buyers got another look under 140. That is what a squeeze looks like on day 2. It is not what a broken factory looks like. Then the after-hours filing. Elon beneficially owns about 6.42 billion SpaceX shares, 48.4% as converted, 850 million Class A, 5.2 billion Class B, options on another 350 million. One desk card put the stake near $908 billion at recent prices. That is arithmetic. It is also who votes. Of course he is all in. The filing is the proof, not the surprise. It does not add float. It does not retire the unlock calendar. A small parking lot with a famous owner is still a small parking lot. And then the photo I actually care about. Joe Tegmeyer, the Giga Texas drone guy. Tesla approved the flight. Grimes County. His line, they say TerraFab is going to be built. They are wrong. It is already being built, right now. I believe the drone. I do not believe every brochure that followed. Largest chip plant on Earth. 10 times Giga Texas. A terawatt of compute a year. Those are destination cartoons. Dirt is a fact. Foundation forms are not wafers. Near term, the brand of they actually build things just got a still photo. Medium term, a captive chip plant is how you attack a merchant chip margin if you can yield anything. Long term, if Tesla and SpaceX really make silicon at cost, the merger conversation becomes an industrial argument instead of a fandom argument. I am not building a 2026 base case around a combination. Prediction markets in the 50 to 60% zone are a market, not a board minute. The entity that has to be convinced is Tesla, not SpaceX. He already has the vote at SpaceX. Here is my opinion on the potential. SpaceX potential is the factory plus the option. Launch cadence you can count. Starlink cash. An AI compute story with dates on it. A chip plant that has started moving soil. A founder who owns the vote and cannot be voted off the strategy. That is a real equity. The seatbelt is the float. 5 days of plus 40 is not a clean IPO. 141 after a digestion day is not a thesis break. Tesla potential is still physical AI. Cars that drive themselves. Software you subscribe to. Robots. The wait time tell is the first industrial breadcrumb in days that demand might be doing something in the cheapest configuration. The Nevada permit is the legal door getting bigger. The gap between 90 cars and 5,000 cars is the entire multiple. If that gap closes, the airline becomes the hotel. If it does not, you paid hotel prices for an airline. Do not sell Tesla to buy SpaceX in a Paxable account because the 5-day screen did that. A few holders posted exactly that trade today. 4% of the Tesla pile into SpaceX. First diversification since 2019. That is a preference. It is also a gift to the tax office. They share a founder. They do not share a float, a revenue mix, or a proof standard. What I think happens next. Friday is digestion, about 50%. Memory keeps most of the meeting bid. SpaceX holds the 140 area. Tesla does not immediately put 360s on the board. Hawks keep the tape honest. If SanDisk, Micron, and the rental companies still lead, demand won the week. If they dump with beta while Applied Materials keep sliding, Thursday was a rates day and you wait for session 2. I would know I am wrong if SanDisk fails 1500 on no news, or if Vineland becomes a real quarter delay, or if Tesla wait times reverse into inventory ads. Bottom line, the way I would say it to a friend, PPI was kind because oil was kind. The factory still spoke louder than the celebrity short. SanDisk gave memory a model. TerraFab gave the Elon complex a dirt photo. The S&P tagged 7800. None of that makes Friday a coronation. A permit is a door. Dirt is a foundation. 48% is who votes. Wear the seatbelt. Not financial advice. Research only.